And if, Teresa, you would lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? If you all stand, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll take a roll call, verbal roll call.
Stacy Lindberg.
Rachel Levy.
Evan Wishenberg.
Teresa Krolak-Owen.
Sharon Stover. All right, all are here. And if the county staff would introduce themselves, please.
Phil Blunt with Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
Welcome, Phil.
Thank you.
And Dawn, our secretary. All right, praise the Lord. The public comment section at this point is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. And I don't, is everyone here just for this particular item here? Okay, all right. And so no discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item if we discuss it now. So at this, it can be comments by the general public at the end of the agenda, and at that time, comments will be limited to 3 minutes. We ask everyone to step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Please state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. And then if any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chair or the Board Council by majority vote. At this moment, I would take a motion for the approval of the March 14th, 2017 minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes on March 14th, 2017.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the minutes are approved. And then we'll need an approval for the agenda for this meeting, March 28th, 2017.
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, so the agenda for tonight is as stated. And at this point, we will see if our Commissioner Brown's office liaison, Sue Baker, has any updates for us.
I just have two updates. One, I apologize, I didn't bring it, but in on the shelf there is the final pictures of the artist renderings for the utility box painting thing. So over half of them modified or tweaked, totally redid or tweaked their designs based on the input from the neighborhood meeting. So even though there was few in attendance, they did take that input back. So they modified some of them significantly. More of them changing the color palettes and that kind of thing to make it look a little bit more natural. So that book is right in on the desk at the community center here, and I can bring it in afterwards so you guys can take a look at it if you want to. I think overall it's really nice. I think there's only one that's a little bit out there, but it's right at the 215 in Lone Mountain, so it's really not in, like in a regular residential area, so I think it's going to be okay.
Excuse me, when is the final date on that?
So they were authorized Monday, I think, to start.
Okay.
And they're giving, I think they got three months, but I don't think most of them will do that. And if you notice, if they're around, if you see them, there's a little stand that says bathrooms are being cleaned right now, something like that kind of stand. It has that, and it says caution, artists at work, so that people don't think somebody's just arbitrarily painting a utility box. So they've got a little thing there. And the part of the program is that you're encouraged to talk to the artists while they're out there and that kind of thing. And
berate them, you mean?
What's that?
Berate them, you mean?
Conversations with them. And
kidding.
It was really quite interesting when they gave their presentations, because you saw some of them and you're like, okay, you know. But then you heard their thoughts behind how they came up with that, and it sort of changed your position on some of them. And so one of the neighbors even said, wouldn't it be cool, because everybody has a smartphone now, and if you had a little URL, you could actually go to that artist's website and sort of get the history of what came up. But so I don't know how many many of you are wandering the streets looking for conversation, but if you do, then chat with the artists, and they encourage that. So, the other thing is, we did have a nice conversation with Comprehensive Planning Director regarding the last meeting here and some of the asks of you and the developers with regard to the varied setbacks and lot sizes and block wall criteria and material. And so they're taking a look at that. And I wanted to give you the initial feedback is, you know, applying for it through a waiver, have at it. But we did hear the developers saying they would like a process where it wasn't a waiver. So we talked about the RMP. They said that they wouldn't do it for the Northwest RMP, but they could do it for all RMPs, but they weren't sure that the other RMP areas would be so keen on that. But I don't know if that's true or not. But so anyway, I'm waiting to hear back from them. But you know how you get the presentation of a text amendment?
Mm-hmm.
So we might hit, I know that there's an RMP in the Southwest, and I don't know if there's an RMP in Sunrise Manor. Is there, Phil, or is it just two RMP areas?
I think most of them are down here and down in Center, Spring Valley and Enterprise.
Enterprise, yeah.
So there's one in Spring Valley, too?
Yeah.
So we might, if it's only two other ones.
Why does it have to be so uniform? I mean,
well, the thing of it is, in the Title 30, to not apply for the waiver, it's an ordinance. So guidelines,
yeah,
still, if they don't meet ordinance, you have to apply for the waiver even though it needs a guideline. Right, Phil? Is that?
Wait, I'm confused. I mean, there can be an ordinance that says in the Northwest.
No, what they're saying is the ordinance is they don't want to be unique to an area. They want them just to be standard. So, and I know that's true like for the rural areas, so they created this Community District 5 so that they could soften the rules for the rural areas, but they don't soften the rules just for Bunkerville. It's all Community District 5. And now that's, I don't know if that's just a decision of the director or if that's sound planning. I don't know.
I can't see how that would be sound planning if, I mean, that's uniform planning, but it doesn't mean that every area of a jurisdiction,
well, each
is the same.
Has their own land use plan, and we can, we're willing to make policies that differ from township to township, but the zoning code just easier to enforce. The more uniform it is, it's easier to enforce for us. Whether like our overlay districts, we've got so many now that, you know, they overlap, and trying to figure out which one has precedence and whether they're conflicting with each other can be a problem. Granite, Lone Mountain, and the North would be a separate area where we wouldn't have that issue, but it's in other areas of the county, it does create problems to have all these multiple overlays.
Well, you know what, let's just wait for their feedback. And if
I haven't had any part in any of those
conversations. He hasn't, and so I've only been the only director, Nancy. And so, you know, in talking to Tom McCormick from Touchstone, who actually does have a couple of projects in the Southwest, and I asked him, do you think that the Enterprise Town Board would have some concerns if you tried that there? He goes, no, they have similar concerns with my development that as you guys do.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I just want to let you know that we've pushed it forward and they're
open. Who's the liaison over there?
Well, it's shared between Mike Shannon and Tiffany.
Hmm.
And then Spring Valley is, who covers that one?
Mike Shannon.
Mike? Okay. And Tiffany covers Enterprise?
Enterprise.
Yeah. So I could talk to them. Yeah, Tiffany just got back. She was gone for two weeks, but I'll talk to them and see what they think. Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to give you that feedback that we're moving forward.
Good.
They're
not a government organization, but SWAN, the Southwest Area
right.
Network.
Mm-hmm.
They were big on the RMPs and Enterprise and Spring Valley, and they show up to meetings and with representatives to the RMPs, so you may want to touch base with them as well.
I think I want to first, I'll touch base with Mike and Tiff, because they're county staff, but I want to give Nancy the courtesy of responding first before I would maybe go outside to see what she has to say. But anyway, it's positive.
Good.
And that's all I have tonight.
Great. Well, thank you.
I apologize for being a little late.
Sure. All right.
We'll let it slide.
Thank you.
You were right on time. All right, we'll move on to the planning and zoning items for this evening. Number one is WS0144-17, Larkin, Eric, and Whitney. Waiver of development standards for increased wall height in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.5 acres in an RE Rural Estates Residential RMP1 zone. Generally located on the east side of Parading Pokey Street and the south side of Appledew Avenue within Lone Mountain. Right, who's going to present this? Please come to the podium and give your name and address. Okay. Thank you.
Eric Larkin at 6379 Appledew Avenue.
Thank you.
Jim Childs on behalf of the property owner. My address is 6671 South Las Vegas Boulevard. My last name is spelled C-H-I-L-D-S. Exhibit I gave you, there's a couple pictures I would like you to take a look at. There's a perimeter wall around this property, and it's adjacent to a park on the south side. And it was originally only built 5 foot 4 inches, and it was just not providing any screening that was adequate for his family. So two additional courses were added. We are working with the building department right now to get this all permitted and straightened out as far as permits go. But we would like your approval as well before we go to the planning commission. And if you have any questions, we're happy to answer them. Staff is recommending approval. And we've received 8 cards of approval that I know of.
Okay, this wall was obviously put up and you didn't have knowledge you needed to have a permit. Is that what happened?
Correct.
I see. And how long has the wall been there?
Well, the wall was originally there, all permitted and everything.
No, I mean the high wall. The additional courses.
It's been probably, I'd say probably around October.
Last October, November 2016?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you had a contractor do it, or?
Yes. Well, I know of a contractor that had some people that helped me do it on the site, correct? So it's on the builder.
And he didn't know that it was needed a permit?
Not that I knew of, no.
I see. All right. Does the board have any other questions?
Madam Chair, if I may, is this in a HOA, or?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so was it the HOA that complained, or?
No, the HOA actually approved the wall height, or to extend the courses on the wall.
Okay.
And so I'm assuming it's.
Okay, and I just can't help but notice the color variation. Is that the closest that you were able to get, or is that just oxidation? For how long the original wall was there, or what?
Yeah, it's very difficult to match block wall exactly. You don't have the selection of your paint.
I don't know.
7274 grade book.
How we need you up there to say please.
My name is James Batchelor. I live at 7274 Parading Pokey. I just put up a couple courses of a pony wall in my front of my house, a retaining wall, and the blocks I had gotten from Cinderlite, who supplies a lot of the cinder block work for the masons in town, that was the color that they had issued for our neighborhood, for Lennar and America West, who initially built the complex. So the color variation is actually quite a bit lighter than what's there because of the fading and the fact that those walls have been up since 2007. My house was the original house that was built in the neighborhood. It was the model. So, yeah, the variation is quite a bit different as far as that, but it will fade over time.
Are you saying that the wall, the blocks that you've just got from Cinderlite are the same color as what the top two rows
exactly.
are?
Exactly. They're the same exact color as that, and they will fade over time. I've been in construction for over a decade.
And that was the color the original wall was previously.
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Right.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? All right. Anyone in the audience have a question? Okay. Back to the board to consider for a motion.
Madam Chair, I'll move to approve application WS014417, Larkin, Eric, and Whitney for waiver development standards subject to all staff conditions.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. I believe that you go to Planning Commission on 4/18/17.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very
good
much.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right. We'll move on to the general business. Don't think we have any general business.
We don't mind.
We kind of do.
We do. No. Oh, we
just teasing you, Phil.
Speak up, Phil.
Jared Tasco asked me to drop this off to you guys. I guess your next meeting, they'll be here to discuss this. This
oh,
is their
fun.
Most recent version of the parking code or what they're considering. They will be here to answer any questions, but they wanted to give you a chance to review it before the meeting.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. All right. Thank you, Phil. If there is no comments by the general public, I see no further general public here. Then we would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
All those in favor?
Aye.
No?
No, I oppose.
Oh. You oppose? You have something you want to discuss?
No, I just want to sit here.
Oh.
It's just really short for you guys.
Our next meeting is April 11th, 2017.
Can I ask you a question about something?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just stop from over here.
What did Jared title?
The parking.
Oh, okay.